lives. And I know as soon as I read it that I'm going to have to rethink everything. Because I'm fairly sure that ordinary people don't get letters like this. It's the first day of autumn, and I don't know if it's actually colder or whether I'm imagining it, as though a door closed yesterday on summer and a chillier one opened. But I'm definitely feeling it today. The tip of my nose is icy, and I would get a hot water bottle for my lap, only I'm leaving the house in 20 minutes. I'm meeting Dwayne D., my favourite sculptor, the only sculptor on my client list. And anything could happen. You never know what you're going to get with artists, which is why I like working with them. They're up and down, but more than that, they're honest. I've never known a profession like it. My artists talk about integrity and authenticity all the time, and I lap it up. I love that the men don't shave for meetings, the women don't dye their greys, no one bothers ironing anything. The investors are another sort altogether. People who buy and sell art are very different from those who create it. I know whose company I prefer, but I keep that to myself because even I know not to bite the hand that feeds me. Max thinks it's funny that I work for Moon and Co. He calls them the Moonies, even though he was the one who got me the job. He knows everyone in Bath because he grew up here, whereas I'm originally from the East End, London. I've been living here for 20 years, and it still makes me laugh that locals think it's urban, even though I can see cows from our bathroom window. I've just got enough time for a quick look at Facebook. I don't know why I do it to myself, but sometimes I feel that if I don't keep up, I'll be left behind. Which is odd, because it's not as if it's a race, is it? Being human. I'm 46 years old and still looking for friends. I'm pretty sure I won't find them here in this endless scroll of happy images. People work so hard to make themselves look perfect. It's hard not to try to find faults. I don't enjoy it. It makes me feel bitchy. But still, I return and peek. I glance at the time. 10 minutes until I have to go. Outside, red leaves are hanging on the trees as though they've gone rusty and can't move. There's no wind today. The air completely still. Dwayne D. doesn't use social media. He thinks the tech companies are using us to get rich, and that it's odd I'm willing to be a pawn in Silicon Valley because I strike him as militant. It's probably because I still have a slight East End accent, which can sound blunt, tough, but I like to think of it more as plain talking. My late dad used to say that the East Enders wore their hearts of gold on their sleeves. A firefighter all his life, he believed in helping people out, especially along our street of identical row houses where no one could set themselves apart. Enough of Facebook. I shut it down, telling it I won't be back. Knowing I will. And then I gather my things, ready to take off. In the hallway, I sit on the stairs to put on my sneakers, wondering when I started dressing like a teenager, and that's when the postman comes. There's only one small piece of mail, which slips in like a piece of confetti, drifting to the mat. I pick it up with interest because it's handwritten, and I can't think when I last received one of those. Then it's out of my mind because I'm locking up and putting on my puffer jacket as I walk to the car. And then I'm driving to town, the sun a pale wedge of lemon above me, running through what to say to Dwayne D. Is he well? Is he pushing himself too hard? Is he sleeping enough? He always looks chronically tired. I ask too many questions. Intrusive, that's a little bit of feedback my boss always gives me. Jess, here's some feedback you didn't ask for. When people say you're intrusive, assertive or direct, they're basically telling you to be quiet. Are men given feedback like that? I don't know. But I'm thinking about this as I enter the Sicilian Cafe, which is my personal preference and not Dwayne's. Whenever he chooses, we end up somewhere too dark to see our food, sitting on tasseled mats. The service here is very good. Within seconds of my sitting down, the waitress hands me a menu, even though I always have an Americano and an almond pastry. Glancing in the wall mirror beside me, I note that my expression is...